This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. A few weeks ago, I was thrilled to find an interview I'd done with a photojournalist by the name of Nancy Ruling, published in the Huffington Post. I hope all the broadcast listeners have a chance to read it and perhaps see the Bucky Bacall agenda from another angle. I think you'll find it entertaining and instructive to read a third-party perspective on our chickening movement. Hopefully, it won't be too shocking for all of you to have the curtain pulled back just a little and get a peek at the Clark Kent identity I use in my daily routines. Let me assure you, though, that although I sometimes work with aliases and dialects, I'm always essentially the same bicycle-riding, ukulele-crooning, Ethicurian chickener. The easiest way to get a look at the article is to follow the link on my website, buckybacaw.org, or you can join my Facebook fan page for Bucky Bacall and find the link there. You can also do an internet search for Bucky and Huffington Post. Ms. Ruling told me that article got the strongest positive response she's had since she began the column, which reminds me once again how much interest in chickening is still growing, a very good sign for the future of North America. One interesting development out of the article being published was hearing some of my acquaintances, who I know I had already told about the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, the Bucky Bacall agenda, and the chickens in my house, but who suddenly figured out that small flock chickening was feasible, sensible, fun, and cool, because they read it on a Huffington Post. It was a lot like last spring and summer when I did chicken demonstrations in local gardens and backyards, and people I'd known for 1 and 2 years said, "Wow, I thought you were a little crazy until I actually saw the chickens pecking through the grass." At first, it bothered me that my charismatic radio personality and succinct messaging hadn't already convinced these people, but then I accepted that some folks simply need the visual element. The timing of the article and the reactions got me thinking about the whole year past, year ahead thing, and what we could learn from 2010 and recent years, as well as what the goals of the Backyard Chicken Broadcast will be in 2011 and beyond. I don't know if the rest of you saw it this way, but I think 2010 has been a year of decision, deciding how we're going to deal with the challenges and opportunities of our times. Maybe that process is always in play, but to me it felt, more than ever, like the definitive choice is between everyone for themselves or making community. And it's getting harder and harder to straddle that fence. I do fear most of us may be choosing the get out of my way for that last crumb. And I don't think that's a good strategy. But it is an understandable, immediate reaction in a time of layoffs, increasing wealth disparity, and polarized politics. Sometimes I wonder if even our language and grammar is changing. My computer. It's my park day. If you have a question, please contact myself. Why can't people say me anymore? It's always myself. Self, self, self. But maybe that's because I'm in New York, one of the global capitals of competitiveness, for better or worse, where sometimes, even where you least expect it, such as in community groups or charitable endeavors, people plot, scheme, or triangulate for a perceived brass ring. And yet, at least some of us, and I'd like to think a lot of us, are trying to make the better choice, the altruistic social strategy that gives us all a better chance of survival and even prosperity. In 2010, I returned to chickening after almost 2 chickenless years, largely thanks to my good friends Sam Trayton and Michael Scahill and their associates in the Sarama Council of North America. And with chickens to show off, I was inspired to start doing chicken outreach and promotion here in the city, activities I intend to increase in the months ahead. And although we may be the competitive capital of the world, it's also always been a place where people band together when it's needed. My partnerships with the Western Queens Compost Initiative, the Astoria Park Alliance, the Two Coves Community Garden, and all my friends in the New York ukulele community have been characterized by a type of tough exteriored camaraderie that I have come to think of as characteristically New York. It's probably just like that everywhere. Meanwhile, the extended network made possible by this broadcast has been keeping me in contact with the Idahoans who are my first listeners, while also introducing me to chickeners and collaborators in Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, California, and places I just haven't followed up to emails with. Friends and collaborators who made 2010 the most opportunity-rich year I can remember. Wondering which way we and me are heading also made me wonder about the collective response during the economic depression of 1930s United States. I've done some casual research, and both fictionalized and non-fiction accounts vary widely. Was it the heyday of grifters, gangsters, and orphans? Or of victory gardens, community activism, and acts of heroic good deeds? Maybe the answer is it was all of the above. And that's exactly what I think about this decade. All the more reason to choose our paths wisely. I hope many listeners will join me, if they haven't already, in financially supporting the incredible work of my favorite rebroadcasters. WGDH and Carl Ettenier in Vermont, Radio Boise and Radio Free Moscow in Idaho, WSCA and Making Waves in New Hampshire, and most pressingly at this moment, Deconstructing Dinner, who are on temporary hiatus while they attempt to recharge their batteries and develop a plan for a sustainable production strategy. I plan to do more shows with local chickeners, and if I can swing it, I'd also like to start making good on my frequent promise to travel more to visit my listeners from outside New York State to share their stories and expertise. My best chance of achieving my goal of producing nearly all new episodes in the year ahead is if I get your participation. I'm not going to beg, but I hope you really hear me this time when I ask everyone to email me at bucky@buckybacall.org and let me know what you'd like to hear, as well as what you have to share. I'd like to know with whom you shared chicken knowledge, or chickens, or other resources. Who helped you, or who you helped? And what are your local community groups up to? And if it's all possible for you to record an MP3 of you asking or telling in your own voice, that's so much cooler than me having to recruit someone to read your email or do it myself in a funny voice. If you're on the Facebook thingy, please do become a fan of Bucky Bacall. And post your pictures and videos on my fan site. I'll put the good ones up on the regular website. This is Bucky Bacall. Happy New Year. And in 2011, let's have a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.